This is the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I'm a big star, you know.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.
This is DCR.
I'm wild and crazy. At any moment, $250 cash.
I like it.
I like when you're unpredictable. I like it. And that's why you got to listen, Dave. You have to be locked in. You got to listen.
There's a phrase that I created in my younger days in radio. I call it trust the speakers.
Trust the speakers!
TTS. And if you trust the speakers, good things, in fact, will happen. And good things will come out of your speakers in the next few minutes. A chance to win $250 cash.
Trust the speakers!
This is DCR on 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, the big 7 o'clock hour. DCR 98.7 ESPN presented by Progressive Insurance. And all guests on the show appear to be the Goodyear Hotline. Big game for the Isles tonight. Big game for the Nets tonight. By the way, you said you do this every day. I don't know how. I'm starving right now. Just that little protein bar, it fills me up enough to get through the show, but I am not feeling great at the
moment. What do you want, a cookie?
Go have a coffee or something.
I can't.
Because you can't go upstairs?
No, because I'm not allowed to. They said I can only have water before these blood tests that I have to have.
Oh, yeah, the blood tests.
Yeah.
Multiple cream cheeses?
Oh, stop it. Don't play drops like that.
What are you going to have after the tests? You got to have some kind of special treat.
Oh, yeah, I think I might get a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich after the test.
Love bacon.
Yeah.
You prefer the bacon, egg, and cheese over the sausage, egg, and cheese?
Yes.
On a roll?
Yes.
Love bacon.
Salt, pepper, ketchup, that's the way.
Yeah, you got to go ketchup. Have to go ketchup.
Yeah. Why could you not love it?
That is a nice treat, though. See, here's the thing, though. Like, I get spoiled being here because you can just walk into, like, I go to Kitchen Cab, like, you name it, and order a bacon, egg,
cheese.
Because
I got a mango in my mouth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sausage, egg, and cheese on a beautiful roll with salt, pepper, and ketchup. That ain't easy. Like, I go back to Boston, that ain't easy. I can't find that.
No, it's like the bagel, right? We love the bagel. We take it for granted here. Pizza. We love pizza. We take it for granted here. You go elsewhere? Oh, my God. When I lived in Raleigh, I couldn't even eat pizza.
No, you can't find good stuff like that. And the other thing, too, is, pleasantly surprised, my favorite flavor of coffee is hazelnut. Around here? Any kind you want. Iced hazelnut, regular hazelnut, everywhere. Can't find that.
Really?
No.
It's not a national phenomenon, the hazelnut?
No, like you get the hazelnut syrup in it, right? But you can't get the fresh brew, just hazelnut coffee beans.
Interesting stuff.
Delicious.
All right, let's get back into the sports world. I love the old 8 o'clock face-off tonight for the Islanders and the Lightning.
That's awesome. And then the 8:30.
That's a treat.
8:30 tip.
And the New York Islanders win!
If the Islanders win tonight, here's what I'd like to propose to you. Islanders win tonight, you lead the show off in the Mickey Mouse voice.
I was hoping you were going to say, like, Islanders win the game and, like, you know, Chris and I will hold down the 5 o'clock hour. You can show up around 6.
Okay. I'd prefer that.
What do you mean you'd prefer that?
What do you mean?
You wouldn't be upset that I took an hour? I mean, that's... No. I don't know how to feel about that.
You could talk Islanders for an hour. I could sleep in for an extra hour, and then I'll join the show. And
No. I said you and Chris, not me and Chris.
No, you
I said you.
You said you and I, Rico.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that.
You had to give
me an extra hour to sleep in as
no,
well.
No, I thought I was getting the hour because I thought you were being nice there for a minute. Like, you know what? You're not going to be punished to have to talk Islanders in the 5 o'clock hour, Dave, so you sleep in. Chris and I will handle the first hour of the show.
Yeah, and then we could have that conversation about Rick trying to woo me over and make me an Islanders fan now that my hockey fandom is up for grabs. It's up for grabs.
They win
an hour long with Rick DiPietro waxing poetic about an Isles victory?
This is such a big game.
Yeah,
this game is so important, man. So important.
You know, I saw that Tampa's actually the favorite to win this game, though. And the decent size favorite. They're minus 150 in this one.
Because, I mean, they're 5-1 on the road.
I understand. They're excellent. This is going to be a good series. Are you nervous for this game tonight? You must be, right?
Yeah. But this is... I mean, you went into game two. There was no pressure in game two, right? You already took care of business in game one. You go out and you play, and you know, hopefully you win that game, and all of a sudden now you have a stranglehold. I mean, now it's – you don't want to come home, and all of a sudden right away in game three you give away back home ice advantage.
That would be bad. Now, do you think this is a good omen? So Tom Lupo from Colts Neck, New Jersey, is our first cash winner. We'll give away more cash later this hour. He now tweets me and says, I just won, and I'm actually currently working on the design for the new Islanders USB Arena restaurant.
Ooh, that is, I mean, that's a nice little omen right there.
Right? I don't like that at all. That I wish he hadn't have won.
You want to go to the game tonight?
No.
You wouldn't want to go to experience?
That over and over.
Well, no, you said no to the sleepover. I'm asking you now if you'd like to go to the game. You can sleep at my house.
No.
No dogs? Just think about a night and no dogs.
That would be nice.
Oh, it's like a vacation.
To not be awakened at 4:15 with yelping, and then you go down, and it's like Russian roulette if there's going to be a pile of feces or vomit in the cage. Would be nice.
Why? I know you don't want to do this, but I think at a certain, I mean, you have to. Like, you got to go.
Lock them up?
Well, no. Do they eat stuff in the house?
They eat everything. They eat stuff in the house. They eat stuff when you take them outside. You take them for a walk. They eat the grass.
Yeah, but that's what, muzzle
pebbles,
them.
They eat pieces of tree. They eat bark. If there's a leaf that's on the ground, they eat anything. They are human garbage disposals, these dogs.
You got to muzzle them then. You have to.
They'll go crazy.
It doesn't matter. You have no choice at this point. You think it's healthy for them to puke every single night?
Oh, I don't think it's great.
Like, you're borderline going to have a nervous breakdown here soon. I can already feel it.
It's possible. It's very possible. And how about this? Alex and Sherry are going out of town for a night for a lacrosse tournament Friday into Saturday. So guess who's in charge?
All hell is going to break loose.
All hell is going to break loose.
Is Ben in charge, I hope?
Yeah, I was about to say. It's got to be
Probably
Ben.
Should be. Probably should be. Let's get to some of the calls. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Richard in Brooklyn. Good morning, Richard. You're next up on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning. Listen, I called about a week ago, and I mentioned about Kevin Durant being the best player on the planet right now. If the Nets finish off the Bucks tonight, I see them having a pretty, pretty easier role, you know, between the Sixers and the Hawks. I mean, you know, Trae Young is fantastic. You know, he's pretty new in the league. You know, they're going to have to start building some defenses around, you know, kind of stopping him, especially with that little floater in the lane. And when he goes in the lane, he kind of, like, hesitates there and makes contact. But the bottom line is that, you know, he's a good foul shooter. You know, I'm skeptical about teams at this point in the playoffs and all that with their star players not able to shoot foul shots, because a lot of these games at this level – sometimes comes down to one possession. So, you know, the kid from Philadelphia, you know, when I was
He didn't just
young,
want to shoot.
You know,
but it's not that he doesn't want to just shoot foul shots, Richard. Yeah, Ben Simmons doesn't want to shoot, period.
No, he's terrified of shooting. Embiid missed big foul shots last night. Antetokounmpo misses big foul shots all the time.
But you know,
how do you have a point guard that's terrified of shooting, Dave? It's like having a receiver
like
that's
this.
Afraid that the quarterback's going to throw him the ball.
The thing that would drive me crazy, Chris, is it hasn't gotten any better since he's come into the league.
No, he's not willing to work on it in front of his teammates. Like, he won't shoot him in practice. Like, he has to be in a gym by himself in order to shoot, in order to get up shots. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But, I mean, this Sixers team isn't going to be able to get to title contention without Ben Simmons being able to do that. As long as Ben Simmons is on this team, if he can't shoot, then the Sixers can't win a title.
Yeah, but what's even worse than that is, you know, what you see, I think you saw it last game with Giannis. It's not that you're bad at shooting free throws, is that all of a sudden, because you're bad at shooting free throws,
it
now
affects
you make
your aggressiveness.
Exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
Now you make decisions that you shouldn't be making, like it's settling for a fallaway jumper when James Harden on one leg is guarding you.
Or now, you fumble the bag when Chris Middleton delivers a dime and you should be able to get an easy dunk.
Yeah, but when you're concerned about getting fouled and not wanting to go to the line, it affects everything that you're doing. I will say this. The caller says that he thinks the Nets have an easy time. If they're not, if it's just Durant and Harden is like this and Kyrie doesn't play, I don't think they have an easy time. I don't think they have an easy time with anybody if they're this banged up.
And you wonder how many times Kevin Durant can go out there and have that type of performance, Dave. You know what I mean? Play all 48 minutes and have a 50-point triple-double. Like, at some point, like, that's that well is going to run dry. I mean, Kevin Durant is on the other side of 30. As great as he is, and he's phenomenal. He's the best basketball player on the planet right now. Like, he's going to need one of those other guys to be able to come back and be a contributor. Whether it ends up being James Harden or eventually Kyrie Irving, if that doesn't happen, they're going to have a hard time winning a title.
But if they get through the Bucks, and Atlanta knocks off Philly. I mean, that's going through Atlanta is an easier road than having to try to go through Philly.
I would agree easier, but if it's only Durant and Harden is like that and Kyrie doesn't play, I don't think that's easy.
No, I don't think it's easy.
But if it's just Durant against Atlanta as opposed to just Durant against Philly, I like the chances against Atlanta
better. I would agree
with that.
But if they're healthy, I think they destroy either of those teams. But they're not. I think that's what gets in their way at the moment. Not the original, but still a good version of Andy in Merrick. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, DCR. I'm the other Andy from Merrick, not the original. I just want to tell you, first of all, that you guys have the best show on the entire station. You three are the absolute best, and I love you. And I love listening to you every day. So, Dave, you won't go to the Islander game with Rick because I understand, because of your Ranger fandom, which is a curse and an affliction, and it's terrible. It's terrible to have to live that way, being a Ranger fan.
It's sad.
But I'm calling.
Listen, I don't need you, Fugazi Andy, to call up and to give me a hard time. I did nothing to you. Well, he asked me if I wanted to go to the game with him, and I said no.
I totally understand that why you won't go. So I'm calling to volunteer to be Rick's date tonight. I'd be happy to go with Rico to the game tonight.
Oh, Rick, there you go. Other Andy would like to go to the game with you tonight.
No, I appreciate that, Andy. I was told by the person who has the tickets that they would like Dave to come. And if it wasn't Dave, then they would look to go in a different direction.
Hmm.
So I mean, that's why I tried. And then I figured sleepover, we'd have some fun, some bonding.
We would. What would we wear, like pajamas and get together and gossip all night? How would we do this?
Yeah, I'll make some popcorn. We could do each other's nails, like all fun stuff. Pillow.
I like to nap. Yeah, I would love to nap.
Think of the sleep you would get too.
I could sleep probably 3 to 5 hours without being bothered.
Not even. I'd have the you know those shades that make it so.
Do you keep it cool in the house? I don't enjoy sleeping when it's warm.
No. We're nice and cool. It has to be.
I like a 65.
Wow.
For the kids, that's a little cool.
59! Not that
65,
cool.
65, 68.
I'm about to say 65 is like having it as an igloo in your house.
I like it cold. You can curl up under the blankets.
In now, your bedroom.
How would this work?
What do you mean?
Would I like just snuggle in there between the two of you, or would I get my own room, or how would this work?
No, I would put you in with us.
Just the three of us are going to...
Just the three of us, yeah. I got
like
a nice
Utah kind of situation?
Yeah. Little throw.
Why wear pants? Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
You're absolutely right.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Will you open the show tomorrow in Mickey Mouse voice if the Islanders win the game tonight?
And the New York Islanders win!
Will you?
No.
Why?
Because I opened the show today and you criticized me. I'm not opening the show again tomorrow.
If I promise not to criticize you.
Nope.
Well, you're a baby.
No, so, the damage is
then you don't really care. Ultimately, you don't care that much about that.
I'm a baby. I care.
You're a baby.
No, I care a lot.
Then why
would
you offer
that?
Some
would say too much.
Why wouldn't you offer that? Open the show in your high-pitched voice if the Islanders win and take a 2-1 series lead.
Because I'm not opening the show again tomorrow. It's a fun Friday. It'll be a celebration Friday.
Yeah.
That you open.
I will open it, and then you will give me 10 seconds of excitable Islanders Mickey Mouse chatter.
Agreed.
Okay.
Deal.
There All we right. Go. When he says excitable, Rico, I mean like when I met Bernie Williams type of excitement. Like I need that kind of that
well, you
kind
heard
of giddiness
when he went Mickey Mouse
me.
Last time. Just give me, if you give me anything like that.
And the New York Islanders win!
Yeah, that'd be fun.
I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to try to channel that again. I don't even know where that came from.
Oh, it's so good.
Now, see, this is not going to have to practice this now. No, I can't practice it because that's touch of the money. No,
yeah,
that
you'd be a fraud then if you're practicing.
This is what you do, man. You put me in the worst spot. You're like,
stop. Oh, my God.
It's got to be spontaneous, Rico. You know, it's got to be.
You're so neurotic.
Be a genuine reaction.
You know, I started that open yesterday, too. You know this happened.
What happened?
That I started the open yesterday, and you're like, oh, yeah, and that open you threw together this morning.
Yeah, I know.
No, yeah, you know. You know,
why do you think because it's so easy to get you upset and to push your buttons. I have to do it.
I had to drive out east yesterday, which took
a dereliction
15
of duty.
Hours.
You're getting dinner for someone. You drove a couple hours to pick it
up. Yes, Cassie wanted a lobster roll, so we had to go out east.
Hang on. Tell me you went to the Hamptons to get her a lobster roll.
Not just the Hamptons, Dave. East Hampton, yeah. And guess what? It was closed.
Wait, first of all, you don't check on the restaurant before you drive 2 hours?
That's what I said. No, because we were going there for the lobster roll, which was priority number one. But we were going to go to the beach, too, and let the kids play in the beach, which was awesome. Like, Milo's swimming in the freezing cold water. Like, that was great. But the reason we went there, as opposed to just Jones Beach, was because she wanted the lobster roll. And doesn't think that, you know, maybe I should check if this place is open. She just assumed, because we went last year, that it would be open. And guess what? Closed.
That's terrible.
And then, we're in the car, and she's driving. Because I was ordered to close my eyes and like try to take a nap on the car ride up there. Yeah, right. With her driving,
honestly, is she a terrible driver?
Awful, dude. It's like, she looks like she took a Cialis. She's that stiff. And she's like 10-2, and the hands don't move. And then it's like, I got my sister-in-law who's like, hey, listen, Cass, I'm looking at Google Maps right now, and it says like, there's, you know, a 12-minute traffic jam on this road. We need to take, you know, this little roundabout. And she's like, nope, I don't trust Google Maps. We're staying this way. So we sat like an extra 20 minutes of traffic because she didn't trust Google Maps.
This sounds like it was a fun trip.
Oh, and then I have a savage sunburn on my shoulders. And now I got to make meatballs and stuff after the show today. I got to go to the grocery store. Then I got to get meatballs and and sauce. And I got to pick up raviolis. And then I got to go on the K show.
And I'm a complainer?
And then we got an 8 o'clock. Like, why 8 o'clock? Please tell me why. Why
are we doing the nation to see. Well, I don't think that's as bad as the Bucks and the Nets are 8:30 tonight, which is like and that's a standalone game, so they'll tip that one off at 8:40.
Yeah, this is, I mean, between Tuesday and twice in 1 week, it's almost like...
Yeah, I don't understand that.
They're trying to kill us is what they're doing.
Can we get this thing going at 7:30? Yeah. I don't get it.
The Islanders had that playoff game a few weeks ago at 6:30, it was poetic.
Awesome. It was awesome.
It was gorgeous. But 8 o'clock is a little late. And God forbid... It goes to overtime, or two, or three.
Why did you say that now? Why would you go and say something like that?
Well, it's true.
These have been close. I mean, you're talking about close games, and now you want all of a sudden bring up double overtime?
Would you sign on? You'd sign on for this right now. I'm going to give you an offer. You'd sign for this.
Yeah, listen, Rico, he's wallowing in misery right now because of the dogs, and he wants you to join him.
That's right.
That's the only reason he would bring up double overtime. That's it.
Five overtimes ends at 3:57, but the Islanders win. You would sign on for that in a heartbeat right now.
In a heartbeat, yeah, I would. But, I mean, that's for the health of the show. I don't know if that's in our best interest.
I mean, you would come on the air delirious.
Delirious.
Which would probably be highly entertaining.
Which is pretty much what we do every single day. Like, I don't even remember half the stuff we say during the show.
Yeah. I mean, when you're operating off of 3 or 4 hours of sleep, that's kind of how it goes.
No, like sometimes RJ plays like rejoins and clips, and I was like, oh man, that's fun. I didn't even remember that. I didn't hear that.
That even happened on the show today. So let's get into the Nets for a couple minutes, and then we'll go rapid fire calls after that. 800-919-3776, and of course, Cash is on the horizon. You think the Bucks are done, Chris, or do you envision Milwaukee having a little fight in them tonight?
Well, I mean, I would imagine that early on the Bucks are going to come out swinging, right, Dave? I mean, you can't lay down in front of your home crowd. I mean, as disappointing as that Game 5 loss was, and as hard as it might be for them to be able to bounce back mentally, like, they got to come out and they got to give the effort. Like, they have to have the energy. If they can't do it now, then it'll never happen. But I will say this. With Kevin Durant doing what he did a couple of nights ago, I don't know how much he's going to have left in the tank. And if James Harden can't be more of a contributor in this game and not just a decoy, then I think that does open the door for the Bucks to be able to take control of this game early. And if that happens, you got to wonder whether or not Steve Nash will stay with KD and James Harden and the guys that he's going to be relying on for the rest of the way. Like, it just, I don't know. If this game gets out of hand early, one of the things I would look for is if the Brooklyn Nets as a team decide they're going to punt on Game 6 and push all their chips to the table for Game 7.
I mean, a road team hasn't won. I mean, regular season and postseason in this matchup.
Correct. And so you also wonder how much does Durant have in the tank for the game tonight. And I think it's a good point, Chris. If you fall behind by 10 in the third quarter, are you playing Durant, Harden, if he's going to play tonight, you know, all in? Or are you going to say, you know what, let's keep our reserves in order and rest up for game seven.
But that's the other thing, though, too. I mean, that's what you're going to rely on. I mean, Durant was awesome. I mean, he had the 49, I mean, a historic performance. But you also needed, you know, the 27 from Jeff Green and the contributions from Blake Griffin. And those, I mean, that's not what you're getting so far in Milwaukee from those role players. So unless all of a sudden over the last, you know, day and a half, James Harden's hamstring has had, you know, taken a huge turn in a positive direction where he can actually, like, start, you know, attacking the rim to make himself a threat that way, then I don't know. It feels like Milwaukee will force a game seven is
yeah,
the feeling.
I would think so as well. You agree, Chris? We're in agreement. Not only do I think that Milwaukee wins, I think they hammered Dennis tonight. I think they beat him by 15-plus. Yep.
Wow, 15-plus.
15-plus. Chris, where are you going?
I'm going Milwaukee, although I think it'll be a lot more competitive than you seem to think.
Rick?
I would go Milwaukee. I just said it. I would go Milwaukee.
But big, confident, like a throttle? I'm saying throttle.
Well, because I think you think, again, what you guys were just talking about is that, you know, Milwaukee at some point has a big enough lead where Steve Nash is saying, you know what, let's get Durant and Harden some rest so we're ready for game seven.
Yeah, but even with that, Rico, I question the heart of this Milwaukee Bucks team, though. Like, I don't know how much interest they have in coming back to Brooklyn for game seven. Like, what's their appetite? You know what I mean? I just don't know. I don't know. I don't trust Milwaukee.
All right, so you guys both think a close game, I think a blowout. Is it fair to say that or no?
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't think it necessarily be like that. I mean,
it's not going to be close like it was the other night.
I'm not saying like a last, like, it may not be a last possession game, but
give me a score. Give me a score.
No, I'm not doing score. You're saying 15
plus. Why? Because then you're going to stress out all game long, right?
Exactly right.
You are. I mean, you are just a treat. You really are. All right, well, I'm going 15 plus, and I'm going on the record that I think Milwaukee hammers the Nets tonight.
Okay, you want to score, Dave? I'm going to give you 112-107.
Thank you.
Bucks.
See, that's a man with conviction. Yeah. And you know what, Chris? You won't give it a second thought.
No.
Right?
No.
No, and nor should you. Yeah. Rick, come on. Play the game, Rick.
No, I got enough to worry about tonight. I got enough to worry about. I'm not going to start dipping my toe in this, too.
Such a baby. Going 107-91.
107.91.
107.91.
Wow,
yes.
You got big ones today.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg podcast.
I don't wake up at 4 a.m. to wear a swim shirt.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at DCR on ESPN.
I have cash to give away, and I wield a lot of power. And I can give it out at any moment.
Yeah, but not now.
No?
Not right this second. Not right this second.
But I could. My point is I could.
Yeah, you could.
And
but
therein lies the power.
Yeah, I don't know if I like this.
Again with the money? Yeah, again with the money.
You with power is a dangerous thing.
Why?
Because you would take full. You're going to take full advantage.
Talent. Do you see?
Show that man the respect he deserves.
Jeff Bezos's ex-wife is doing.
No, I have not seen.
She is giving billions of dollars away to charity. I think they said last count was at $8 billion.
You want money? How about my 40 grand? You're still out of the bird feeder. That should be plenty. You're such an investment genius.
That's what I would do. If I had that kind of money, I would give money to. I would walk down the street handing money out.
Wouldn't that feel amazing, though, to be able to do that?
Oh, God. If I had like $100 billion... I'd go to a restaurant. You know what? Dinner for everyone is on me. I'd be like King Midas.
So you're saying you wouldn't fly yourself into space necessarily?
No, I wouldn't do that.
You see someone paid $30 million to do that?
To fly themselves into space?
No, to be on that flight into space.
No, I don't understand. I have no desire to do that, to go into space. I don't think I'd feel well. I think I could die. It would be bad on all accounts.
Yeah. Why would you think you were going to die, though? Man, you're that. Oh, I shouldn't say that because you heavily medicate going on regular planes.
Oh yeah, no, I don't fly well at all. Plus the G forces. No, none of it would be good. None of it.
They asked me to fly on one of those fighter jets.
I would love to see you do that.
I couldn't. I can't. I get motion sick on swings. No, seriously, your jaw. I'm telling you, if you push me on a swing, I would vomit everywhere.
What do you mean? If you go on a swing, you're not going to vomit.
I am telling you. When I go on a swing, I throw up.
You might have an inner ear disorder or something then.
Like vertigo or something, you think?
Something. If you can't go on a swing?
Yeah, there's something wrong with me. I went on a day one time. RJ knows the Dallas situation. In Dallas, And she took me to like some amusement park. I don't even know what it was. And we went on one of these roller coasters. And I was like, yeah, no problem. I'm fine with roller coasters. She takes me on this one that goes, I don't know how fast it was going. It felt like 1,000 miles an hour. But it goes all the way through it. And then you come straight up. You're vertical. And then you do the entire thing backwards. Like, so you go straight up. You stop. And then you come all the way back through the roller coaster backwards.
Now, I want to get to DeGrom in a moment. But I want to spend a second on this. You know that you can't go on a swing without vomiting. And you went on a date to an amusement park?
Well, I went on a date, yeah. Like, assuming like we were just going to go, like... Yeah, it was a bad decision. But at that point, I was just... whatever it was going to take. I mean, I was... You want to do this? Okay, yeah, no problem. And then to top it off, I was like, yeah, I'll have one of those big turkey legs.
You really
before
are.
Before we jump on this roller coaster.
You really are. First of all, I've never seen anybody eat the turkey legs. You're not supposed to eat them. They're for the other idiots to eat, not for you.
Yo, I ate it. Yo, yeah, I ate the turkey leg.
Oh, my God. You really are incredible. All right. In just a minute, we'll give away the cash. I shake my head at you. Guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. DeGrom, let's go back there. I think there has to be a tremendous amount of concern because he is the piece that I think makes you from a pretty good baseball team to a great baseball team. And this is now four starts this season that he's left early with injury, and it was the elbow last week, and it's the shoulder now, and I don't know how you couldn't be very uneasy if you're a Mets fan at the moment.
Not just the Mets fans. If you're the Mets front office at this point, it's because, again, I know when you do these MRIs, there's no structural damage and everything else, but, I mean, at a certain point, like, yeah, we know you're competitive, and you keep telling us you feel all right, but this keeps happening. Like you mentioned four times, this is back-to-back starts. And he's been great.
He hasn't allowed a run. It's nine innings with no runs.
Yeah, but three, it wasn't even like he just pitched three really good innings. There were three perfect innings and he struck out eight of nine. He struck out eight of nine in three innings.
I know.
That's craziness.
The only other out was that long fly ball from Anthony Rizzo, which he hit really well.
So I just think you're in one of those situations now where you've earned the right because you've played well. And put yourself in a spot where you lead this division that you can afford, especially with Walker pitching well and Stroman pitching well and Peterson had a good start and Lucchesi's been good, that you can afford to, and I'm not saying it has to be all the way through, through the All-Star break.
You need to get this right.
You have to get it right.
You need to shut him down for as long as it takes to A, settle things, and B, let him get whatever kind of testing he does and to give his arm a break. Because it's obvious right now that physically there's something not right. And I don't know if they're going to be able to pinpoint it with the testing that they're going to do, but it's obvious to everyone that something is not right with this guy at the moment.
At a certain point, you can't just take the player's word for it anymore. You can't. Because you can't though, because we know how he wants to compete and he wants to be out there and help his teammates. And he told you after the last start, we start talking about elbow stuff, that scares the hell out of you, especially with how hard he throws, that, oh, no, I'm good. It feels fine. Playing catch, bullpen session feels fine. Well, your bullpen session is nothing like what you're going to do in a game when you're throwing over 100 miles an hour. I mean, his average fastball is 99.2 miles an hour. That's the average.
On the season?
On the season.
Oh.
His slider, so that's obviously the best in Major League Baseball. He's got, velocity-wise, the best slider, the fastest slider in Major League Baseball, almost 92 miles an hour. So he's putting so much stress on his arm that, yeah, even the first thing that comes to your mind is disaster. Because you're right. I mean, if this team, and they've been, dude, it's been awesome what they've been
able
to do.
Every single day they get great starting pitching right now.
Yeah, great starting pitching. Guys are chipping in. I mean, Pilar's been great. I mean, it's they're finding ways. Dom Smith again last night. Like, so all is good. You're going to get Conforto back. You're going to get McNeil back. Like, those are all great things, and you feel like you're trending in the right direction. The last thing you would want, because I think just for the guys in that team, too, forget the fan base. Emotionally, what would do to that team, if, just think of the kind of confidence that you have when you have the best player in baseball on your team, knowing how important starting pitching is. Like, any
and
series
every
we go
fifth
into.
Day you're going to get, every fifth day, and they actually score runs now, right? They're not the laughing stock offensively. Every fifth day, odds are prohibitive that you're going to win that game.
Yeah, you don't feel like watching a pitch right now that he's going to give up a run.
Because he doesn't.
Okay, so just as fans, we don't think that. And then the team, I'm sure, probably feels the same way.
Yeah,
not only is he not going to give up a run, he's probably going to drive in a run.
They get the run last night. You're like, well, you know what? There's a very good chance that they're going to win this game now. Because I don't know if the other team's going to be able to score. And if you get two or three, now it's lights out. It's good night. They have no chance to come back.
Yeah, so this would be, like, if you're going to win, and again, it's too early for me to sit here and tell you that, you know, this Mets team is, you know, going to be the team that I expect to win the World Series. But you saw what they did against San Diego, what they're doing right now to the Cubs. They're a really good baseball team, especially, I can only imagine now when they start to get healthy. This team, you give me those top three in a playoff series, I love my chances. All of a sudden, now there's no DeGrom in one of those playoff series. I don't feel nearly as confident.
No, you feel very differently. Did the MRI show something in the past week? Here is Jacob DeGrom.
It looked good, and I was pretty confident in that. I just felt like it was aggravated, and there's stretches where you go through that. That's part of this game. You pitch a little beat up sometimes, but normally when I'm on the mound, like in between, you're always recovering, you know, during your bullpen, you probably don't feel great in between, but normally when I take the mound, I feel pretty good. And like I said, tonight with that popping up in the third inning and not going away or really loosening up, it was just sore. So that's when I thought I should say something.
What makes me nervous about it is that you never know. Now, he says he doesn't think it's bad, and you'd like to believe that, but the unknown and the fact that it's the shoulder now, and that hasn't even been an issue, I'm going to be concerned until I find out that he's fine.
Well, it's been his whole right side.
It's kind of traveling up the right side of his body.
Yeah, I mean, it started with his side, then it moved down to, you know, this is different, it's my back, and then it was the elbow, now it's the shoulder. I mean, it's just to have it happen four times, back-to-back starts, he's too important. And I think the other thing you need to take into account, which is probably some of the reason why they listen to him when he tells them he's fine, is because of, you know, him being in the midst of maybe the greatest season we've ever seen from a starting pitcher. I mean, Dave, his ERA is .54 right now.
I get it, but you can't be dumb.
No, I know.
If you're hurt, you're not feeling well. You can't just say, yeah, but I have this magical season going on.
No, I know, but you hear what he just said, though. Is like he was having a hard time telling the difference between, you know, this is just, you know, natural soreness that, you know, every athlete goes through during a season, or if this is something more. And then when all of a sudden you're saying that to yourself, yeah, I'm a little sore right now and it's not getting better, but still no one can touch me, no one can hit me. Like, do I plow through it? Or do I exercise some caution and tell somebody? Luckily for us, he told somebody.
Thank God. All right, I think it's time, Rick. What do you think? More cash giveaway right
now?
Yeah,
give it away.
98.7 ESPN giving away $1,000 a day over the next week. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN, to score $250 cash. Again, that's 888-987-3776. Be listening every day through next Wednesday in the 6A, 7A, 2P, 5P hours for more chances to cash in, all from your home for the hookup, 98.7 ESPN. So let me see if I have this straight now. The K Show has $250 in the 2 o'clock hour, $250 in the 5 o'clock hour, and Mr. Wonderful on in the 3 o'clock hour. Is that right? You're going to be on the K Show at 3:30 today.
3:30. Yep. Breaking down some Islanders. You bet.
Now this is going to be a repulsive love fest with you and Michael, I imagine.
It's just, we call that just, that's just every day. Is what
that's just Thursday.
That's just Thursday for us.
I mean, it is unsettling for a lot of people, though, right? Whether you recognize it or not, you do understand that the masses do not understand, right?
Yeah, that's fine, though. That's what makes it a special relationship. You're not supposed to understand it. How many people do you think understand when they see you and Sherry walk in somewhere? Understand what's going on with that?
I think people understand.
No, they don't.
Yeah, of course they
do. No.
You know what? You sell me short. You sell me tremendously short. I have a lot to offer. I'm a nice guy.
I think people question that. No, I think you're a nice guy.
You don't
guy.
Think I'm a nice guy?
No, I think you're a nice guy.
If you were in need of something, do you think that I would come to... And here it is again! You deflect again! This is what you do. It's repulsive that... I mean, you know, because I'm falling for it. I'm like the mouse with the cheese, and it's sitting there. I'm like, ooh, cheese. But I know the trap is going to slam shut on me. I don't know why I fall for that. All I'm saying, and I'm not even attacking you, is you do understand that your relationship with Michael is considered very strange among the masses, right?
No, no, not really. I mean,
you don't?
I know you say that. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't know why we have to explain our relationship.
I'm not saying that. I'm not asking you to explain anything anymore. I've given up. I understand the two of you are what you're going to be. All I'm saying is that it is perceived from the masses as strange. You don't even get that?
I've heard that. I don't get it. That's two different things.
I'm not saying you understand why, but you do understand that that is what people think.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
We had a breakthrough there. It's like therapy. Finally, we got that.
I think it's more of a you issue than a me issue, though, is what I'm saying.
I don't think it's an issue for anybody. I think it's just an observational issue.
You wouldn't want a friend like that? Come on.
No, I wouldn't want a friend that just never tells me the truth and lies to me all the time. No.
I tell him the truth all the time.
No.
What I tell him on the air is different than what I tell him privately.
So you're a savage to him off the air, but on the air, you're just all sweetness and light.
Oh, do you light your wife up in public?
If she says something, yes.
No, you would never. If she says something crazy at the dinner table when you're all with another couple, you just light her up at the dinner table?
I wouldn't light her up.
No, but you're not going to embarrass her.
I'm also not comparing my relationship with my wife to yours with a coworker.
Well, you said she was your best friend.
She is.
Okay, that's the same.
And for some reason, you thought that was a horrendous statement to make.
No, because I didn't ask you, because my wife is my best friend. There's no one on the planet I enjoy spending time with more than my wife. Like, she's the best thing that's ever happened to me. What I was saying when I asked you the question was, obviously I know Sherry is that for you. Outside of that, wouldn't you like to have a friend like that?
No, that never will criticize me when I'm wrong. Never will take, you know, jabbing shots at me. No, I wouldn't want that.
I think everyone wants a friend like that.
No, I don't think so. And I think that everyone looks at it as strange. All right, KJZ, 8 minutes away. Lot of basketball conversation into the just the massive choke job last night from the Sixers, which just feels really good to say. Really, really good to say. Are you signaling that you want to say something, or is your hand gone numb?
No, I'm stretching my wrist out.
Uh-huh.
Stretching it out.
Gotcha. You all right?
A lot of BP at the beach yesterday.
Okay. Let's go to Nelson in Brooklyn. Nelson, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN. Oh, Nelson. Nelson! What a horrendous job by Nelson. There's a good chance he could get one of the three stars that Santiago gives out in a couple minutes, though. You never know where he's going to go. Let's go to Dave and Elizabeth. Good morning, Dave. You're on 98.7.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I just wanted to make a point with Ben Simmons. Terrible. Terrible. Gets into the league, can't even have a consistent 18-footer or free throw shot. I don't know, man. He's not helping Embiid at all.
But that's the problem, though. He doesn't stink, though. I mean, I'm sitting here reading it, so you think that he stinks. He doesn't stink. He's great defensively. He can facilitate an offense. He just, for some reason, I've heard a bunch of different things. Like, he's all set with even trying to work on it, or he's
not
that.
Do you win a championship with Ben Simmons as your point guard?
As your point guard, or your assumed second-best player? The guy took one shot in the second half yesterday.
Both.
Whew. The way he plays, how he fits with Embiid, I would have a hard time seeing it.
Yeah, I don't see it.
They don't fit well together. They don't. I mean, that's the problem. It's not a great combination. Because Ben Simmons, I mean, he's got an awesome handle. Like, his handle is great. And passing the basketball is great. But, you know, offensively, what his game is, it's more like a big man's game. You know what I mean? Like, where he scores is where a center would score, you know? Like, it's dunks or it's around the basket. It's not, he's no threat to shoot.
No, he's not a traditional point guard. He does think, like, none of his game is traditional.
No, but I've heard this a couple of times.
He's like a very poor man's version of what Jason Kidd was when he came into the NBA.
But Jason Kidd worked on a shot.
And became a terrific three-point shooter.
Yeah, but I mean, but
that's what's so frustrating. Is
exactly.
This guy has all the tools in the world, and just his shot is as bad as it was when he entered the league. He won't even take it. He won't even take it in practice, Rick.
Well, see, that's the thing, though. It's the unwillingness to take it. But, I mean, I've heard Stephen A. say it a bunch of different times. Like, his size, what he can do with the basketball defensively. Like, if he could actually shoot or develop a shot, like, he could be, I'm not saying he would be LeBron James, but he would have that kind of skill set. But maybe he's just happy being what he is, Dave. Maybe that's not in him.
Well, if he's happy being what he is, and you know that in your Philly, I think you have to move on from
it. If you were Andrew Gundling, how much would you hate Ben Simmons right now?
If I was Andrew Gundling, I would wake up and just be furious this morning.
It's not fair.
I hope they put him on the air today.
Oh,
it was horrifying.
They should let him host the show today.
Take Peter I would just one segment. Give me at least a segment. Oh. At least one segment.
Yeah,
no, because I've had it.
should grill them. I mean, that's like the Cowboys having a 35-0 lead in the NFC Championship game and they lose 38-35. We would have Santiago just do the whole show.
Yeah, but Santiago, so he's broken inside too. Like, he doesn't even get emotional no more. Like, we talk Cowboys, like Kyler Murray saying that the Cowboys were, you know, what he said. It doesn't even affect him. I don't like it. He just likes to troll now. Like, he's lost his passion.
I think we've really empowered him with these three stars, though, is what's happened.
But he's gone sideways with him. I don't even know who's getting the star.
No, if it's positive, if it's negative. And then he's like, well, I control the stars.
Yeah, I don't like
it. This
was your
idea.
The money now.
I'm just saying. You decided to empower me, and this is where we are.
Yeah, another one of Dave's segment ideas where everyone else does the work. Surprise, surprise.
I have brilliant segment ideas.
Yeah, for other people to do the work.
Because it's such deep levels of work to come up with three stars a day.
I would argue that you not knowing which direction it's going to go is actually better for the segment.
I think that's fair.
So, you know, just throwing it out there.
I think that's fair. Although sometimes I think they're terrible, but oftentimes you do a very nice job. Let's quickly go to Muhammad in Hempstead. Good morning, Muhammad.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man. I had a quick point on the Hawks and the Philly series. I think with the Hawks, a lot of people picked the Knicks to beat the Hawks in that series. I think even you did, Dave, if I'm not mistaken. But we really don't know who this Hawks team is. And even in this Philadelphia series, everyone still picked Philly. And if the Hawks win this series, it'll be a huge upset because we thought we knew who the Hawks were, and we really don't. And my second point, when it comes to Ben Simmons, is he one of those top of the second tier class of players, and how much better can he get if he refuses to shoot a jump shot? Thanks for taking my call, guys.
I think this is probably the ceiling if he refuses to take a shot from beyond 8 feet. I think this is what you're going to get from him.
Yeah, I think this is exactly who he is, and if it's up to him to decide whether or not he's happy just being this or if he wants to take his game to the next level. It'd be a sin, though. I mean, with his God-given ability.
I know. It'd be really a tremendous waste of talent. Santi's going to do the three stars in just a moment. Jen tweets very nicely to me. I don't know if you saw it as well. It's not nice, HDumpty39. I'm sure Rothenberg and his wife look great walking into anywhere they go. It's a strange relationship with you and Kay. My boyfriend is great looking. We look amazing walking into places. Look at my profile. We're good. I mean, it wasn't very nice at all. But Sherry and I don't look nice walking
I didn't
into
say
places.
It. That's what people say. All
That's
React
not,
News
not
what people
anybody
say.
Says.
Don says it. Kay says it.
So you would never say this to Kay.
About what?
About Jody looking beautiful and him
and
not
they're
looking
they're a perfect
great.
Couple. They're a gorgeous couple.
Oh, God. I mean, the fact that you do this is just, it's a scarlet letter for you. It really is. All right, Santi, I know you don't have a lot of time, but I still expect greatness. Three stars.
Today's three stars of DCR. Number three.
So number three is going to go to Rick because I got to appreciate the fortitude, the stick-to-itiveness, I guess you could say, of a guy who says he gets nauseous going on a swing, but goes to an amusement park, allegedly eats a turkey leg, and then goes on a roller coaster. I mean, that's incredible.
I don't know what's more dangerous, getting a turkey leg from an amusement park or going on the roller coaster.
Either way, I just think it's downright incredible.
You must have really liked her. Go ahead.
Number two,
how about the cash giveaway you guys started? So that's two we gave away today. Congratulations to Kelvin and Monroe, Tom and Colts Neck. They're the first two. We got two more for the K Show, and this is going on all week. So keep listening. Win money. Very easy.
That's right.
And yes, I'm totally being a shill here.
That's fine. K's going to do it in the 2 and 5 o'clock hours today, and we're going to do it in the 6 and 7 o'clock hours tomorrow through Wednesday of next week.
Number one.
I mean, how could you not give it to Dave Rothenberg, who's a guy who goes a full-on attack on Peter Rosenberg for daring to besmirch the name of Phil Sims?
I would punch you right in the nose.
I'm just saying, I appreciate that you're so defensive of Phil Sims like that, and then you're going to leave your eldest son in charge of the dogs this weekend. So, good job. Good job.
We're going to handle the puppies as a duo, is what we're going to do, because Alex and Sherry are going to be on the road for lacrosse. All right, KJZ on the way. A lot of NBA conversation. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH Canty Rothenberg and...
Go Lightning!
You're such a bad guy. On 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPH Canty and Rothenberg podcast.
I have nothing left!
Hear more of DPH Canty and Rothenberg live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play ESPN New York 98.7.